"Naught now," he heard, soft and meek. He turned, crouched atop the rock that had sheltered him during the night, was the rabbit-keeper, wrapped in a black cloak so large it drowned her. Sam's cloak, John realized at once. Why is she wearing Sam's cloak? "The fat one told me I'd find you here, my lord," she said. "We ate the rabbit, if that's what you came for." The admission made him feel absurdly guilty. "Old Lord Crow, in with the talking bird, he gave Craster a crossbow worth 100 rabbits." Her arms crossed over the swell of her belly. "Is it true, my lord? Are you brother to a king?" "A half-brother," he admitted. "I'm Ned Stark's bastard. My brother Rob is the king in the north. Why are you here?"
"The fat one, that, Sam, he said to see you. He give me his cloak, so no one would say I didn't belong."
"Won't Craster be angry with you?"
"My father drank overmuch of the Lord Crow's wine last night. He'll sleep most of the day."
Her breath frosted the air in small, nervous puffs.
"They say the king gives justice and protects the weak."
She started to climb off the rock awkwardly, but the ice had made it slippery, and her foot went out from under her. John caught her before she could fall, and helped her safely down. The woman knelt on the icy ground.
"My lord, I beg you—"
"Don't beg me anything. Go back to your hall. You shouldn't be here. We were commanded not to speak to Craster's women."